Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Here's a segment from one of our recent episodes. The Great Resignation continues as layoffs sweep through industries, which means that people are heading into unemployment and many are without savings, especially millennials and Gen Z. A recent Fidelity survey found nearly half of us didn't see the point in saving for the future, which is what happened to Insider's Leo Aquino when they quit their job in 2018 with no emergency fund.
To be honest with you, at first was really exciting. Beyoncé just did that whole song and she said, release your job. And it really did feel like that at first. And it probably wasn't until like a month and a half later that I was like, oh man, I'm really into some deep stuff here.
Yeah. Was there a moment where you realized that you wouldn't have enough money?
The first thing I realized is I couldn't make my credit card payments anymore. Like I thought I could make it through based off, you know, what my rent was and what I usually spend on food, but the credit card stuff that I owed was really what threw me for a loop. And that's when I was like, whoa, like what did I do?
How did you track your expenses?
So I started a spreadsheet on Google Sheets and, I just opened up a new tab every month and I would put in what I spent. I also, categorized it. And I had tried the apps before, but, it's kind of the way those are designed. It's kind of like a game. Once I figured out how to, like, quote unquote, win the game, I would really be over it. And so the Google Sheets were really the most consistent practice for me. I've been doing them for a few years now. And yeah, it just makes me feel like I have a little bit more agency. Like this is something that I created for myself, for my financial wellness.
So when in doubt, a good old fashioned spreadsheet with pluses and minuses.
Yeah.
So you have a few good tips to make sure your account isn't overdrawn. Can you give us some?
The first thing is adding automatic bill payments to my calendar. I open my bank account and then I open my calendar to see, okay, here's some bills that are coming out in the next couple days. And then it's easier to kind of do that math and say, okay, it says there's $150, but I really can only spend like 20, 30 bucks today,
Because in your calendar, you have my Spotify payment is due, my automatic credit card payment is due. Yeah, as a way to keep track of that.
Exactly. Yeah.
You also always keep $20 in cash on hand.
Yes. I think it just gives me peace of mind because sometimes my account gets overdrawn and then I still need to eat. You know what I'm saying? And I can't do anything if there's like negative $12 in my bank account and it gets denied. So yeah, keeping 20 bucks in cash, it's just peace of mind that I can go into a grocery store, get what I need.
You added a just for fun category to your budget. So when money is so tight, why is that still essential?
I mean, let's be real. Not having money is really depressing. It's really, really depressing. So any little space that I could give myself to be like, this is why I spend money in the first place is to like live a good life is 100% worth it. So yeah, whether it's anything from like getting a coffee with a friend, which I'm like a very extroverted person. So that brings me a lot of joy and a lot of fun in my life. Like even that was like really worth the money or, at one point I went on a hike and here in LA, like parking is super expensive. So I just paid for parking so that I could easily go on the hike. It honestly motivated me to keep going. Like it was one of the things where I was like, oh, this is why I'm going to try and earn more money.
There's definitely a stigma to living on such a tight budget, especially when you choose to go out to dinner with friends, or splitting the bill or having to cancel events because you just can't afford it. So how did you handle that?
I mean, it really helped me understand who my real friends are, right? So there were a handful of people who would understand like, okay, we need to go somewhere cheap, we need to go somewhere cheap so that you can hang, or we need to go hang in a park and like, just have a picnic. It was really a handful of people that really understood that and took that to heart. And I honestly, I got really good at just understanding that this is a situation. This is not necessarily who I am. I just kept telling myself this is temporary. It's just a situation. It doesn't really mean anything about me as a person.
I kind of love that your piece of advice doesn't really have to do with money, but it has to do with our relationship to money.
Yeah.
Thanks for chatting, Leo.
Thank you.
Leo Aquino is a reporter at Insider covering spending and savings. Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco, in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast app.